Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Pastor Cheryl Paxton, and I'm here with Favorite Life. So glad that you're able to tune in and that you have had a blessed and wonderful weekend. I'm excited about today because we have another blessed week and another opportunity to walk through Favorite Life and watch God prove himself as he takes us through the process of there. And there is not always something that you can print out, that you can plan out. It's the place of faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. God proves himself as he takes us through this process, even as he did with the people in the Bible. And he shows himself strong and mighty as he does miraculous things by stretching you, proving you, refining you, and building your faith in him, trusting his word, and watching it manifest in your life. And he prepares you and makes you an instrument of righteousness that he uses to touch many lives, save many lives, and do miraculous things in the earth for his glory. So faith is where we are in this process of the process of there. And as we build our faith and we allow God to stretch us, we allow the word of God to be revealed to us in a different level so that we can obtain everything that we need as we walk through the process of faith. We are going back into the book of Genesis where we've been on this process, and then we've been walking through the life of Abraham, and we've seen some demonstration of God's power even in Isaac and in Jacob, and we're learning the lessons as we see them as humans and not some super Christian, but we see them as everyday human beings who go through the same processes that we go through and who have the same, some of the same problems. Might be a different era, a different time, but the same thing, because the Bible says, no, there's nothing new under the sun. So some of the same things that they faced in their time is what we're facing today. And we're dealing with them as a person, as an individual who's going by faith, trusting a God who's spoken to them concerning their life. So we're here, and we're looking at the life of Joseph. And as we look at Joseph's life, we're seeing him as a type of Christ. And not that he's not human, not that he's so perfect, but we're seeing him even as he goes through his process of there being changed. Because when he first starts out, we see Joseph's life, he's 17 years old, and he's full of energy, and he's vibrant, and he knows the principles of God, and he's the apple of his father's eye, and he knows his father loves him, and he's, you know, the child of his father's older age. So we see that Jacob himself has learned some lessons. He's gone through some things. He's gone through some processes, and we see him change as he's wrestled with God, as he's satisfied himself in the will of God and allowed God to work his will in him. We see him change, even as his name changed from Jacob to Israel. We see even how he handles his family changes. He's not the same man that we see when we start looking at his life. He's changed, and he is changing, and he's seeking after God. So in his older age, we see more wisdom. We see him developing, and we see him now becoming the man that says, I'm not just getting for myself, and I'm not just trying to get over. Now I am understanding that I am to develop a nation for the glory of God, and what I put into them and how I live before them is going to shape them to be the men that God has told them that they're going to be. So we see here that Joseph is here, and he is very zealous, and he goes back and he tells his father, you know, everything that his brothers, his older brothers are doing that is not godly. And sometimes our righteousness will get us in trouble, but we can't be afraid to be righteous in our lifestyle and say what God says and be what God told us to be. We just have to learn how to do all these things in wisdom, know how to say it, when to say it, know exactly what to say and when to pray and not say a word. You know, we have to use the wisdom of God in all that we do. And as we do, we see God develop us and let us understand that everything that he shows us or everything that we see is not to be broadcast. There's some things that are just supposed to be going to the throne of God's ear that we're supposed to preach, we're supposed to pray about. And if God leads us to share it with a prayer partner. We're sharing it with someone who has the same heart to pray the right prayers and not take it and run with it and talk about it, but they're taking it so that they can be an instrument that God can use to intercede and intercept into war and to bring change. So we see Joseph here, and he's that type of person. He understands that his coat, even the coat that he's wearing, is a priestly coat, that it represents and it has the colors in it of the Levi, of the priesthood, of that which is in the tabernacle. And so he understands that this is setting the order of what God wants, not only for him but for his people. So his father loved him. He's the child of his father's just loving in his old age, even his brother Benjamin. And we see that, you know, he has the ability to interpret dreams, and he has a prophetic gift inside of him. And you cannot share your dream with people who cannot comprehend your dream. And this is what I want to address. There are times that we give our vision, our dream, what God is telling us, to people who cannot handle it. They cannot be trustworthy on the level that we think that they are. And because they're around us and they're walking with us, or they're in our church, or they're in leadership, we feel like they can handle what God is telling us, and they actually cannot. Even the Lord himself does not allow all that he would like to give us to be revealed to us. He gives us what we can handle. He gives us what we're ready for. He gives us what we're able to process and walk in, and it not destroy us or throw us off or get us in a state that causes us to be unfruitful and unproductive. So it is with people that we're walking with. Some of them cannot handle what you're saying, even in the form of vision of churches for pastors. We sometimes give too much to people who cannot handle or chew the vision, even though they understand the vision and they understand where you're going at that proper time, at that place that they're in right now. They can't comprehend what you're saying. It's too much for them, and so it chokes them. And instead of them getting excited about it, they get depressed, or they silently rebel, or they can't get with it at all, and so they don't put their hand to the plow to do anything, and have learned that you have to give them what they can handle. And that's also with your leadership. Everyone cannot handle what you pour out. Everybody's vessel, everybody's well is not the same. Some of them do not want deep water. Some of them only want shallow. So you give them what they can and will take down. There's no need of force feeding someone when they're going to spit it out. You're wasting time. So we see here that in your giftings, you have to make sure that you properly give or pour out the level that they need or the level that they can receive. Joseph's level was very deep. He saw into the future. He saw into time that had not yet happened. He saw into a place, dreamed in place. God let eternity open and show him something from eternity into time that was going to happen, and it had not yet happened, and it was years before it really developed. So he was ahead of his time because he had a vision and a dream for something that had not yet come to pass, and he was trying to share this with people whose well was very, very shallow. They were living for the moment, for that day. They were living for what was happening in their life right then. They could not see the future, and did not even desire to know that future, and especially since it was a future that said and pronounced that they were going to be bowing down to Joseph. So they didn't want to receive it, and even if it had been someone else at that particular time where they were in their walk, they were not willing to comprehend that God was going to do a new thing, that God was going to usher in something that was going to be beneficial not to just them, but to every generation that would come after them. So they could not comprehend that, so they went against, they fought, so they thought, against that which God had showed Joseph. And so you have to understand that when God gives you something, It's going to happen. It's going to manifest. It's going to be what God said. It is going to be the reality of what he's already willed as long as we stay in line with what he said. So you don't have to worry about that, but you have to guard that dream, because people will try to kill that dream, come against that dream, work against it, cause there to be attacks to you and the vision that God has given you because they can't comprehend it. There are some people who do not want God's will to happen in your life just because they have an issue with God being good to you. So you have to be guarded on the things that God tells you because they don't want it to happen. They don't want it to be in your favor. They want it to be in theirs. And so you have to be very, very careful about that. The vision that God gave Joseph manifests the way that God had already saw it in his mind, because he knew the heart of his brothers. He knew that his brothers hated him and that they didn't want to even speak to him when he came into the room. They didn't even acknowledge him as their brother. They called him the dreamer or the one with the coat, or the one that our father loves. So they didn't acknowledge him as the brother that was their little brother. So that lets them know that the position that they had with him was not very good. And so you have to be very careful, because sharing your vision will cause even some further separation with people that cannot handle it. The Holy Spirit will let you know who you can share it with, who can really handle where you're going, who's really going to agree with you, really, truly agree with you in that God has you now and where he's taking you, that they, when they hear what God is doing, they're not going to kick against it or in their heart wish that it didn't happen or in their mind argue against it being the will of God. So, you know, you have to guard yourself and guard the dream that God has given you, the vision that God has given you for where he's taking you and what he's going to do in your life. It's going to manifest because God can't lie. He cannot lie. He will not fail you. As long as you stay in his will, it's going to manifest. So, you know, you have that which he's revealed to you in secret is going to be openly shown. It's going to be openly revealed. And when it's openly revealed, what they could not see before, they could not even glimpse in the spirit, it's going to happen. Because even in our walk, even in our everyday walk, God reveals to us what we will allow him to. If you don't want him to reveal anything to you, then he's not. But if you're thirsty and hungry for him to reveal himself, his will, the knowledge of who he is, his presence, his love, everything that he is, if you want him to reveal himself to you through the Holy Spirit, through his word, he will do that. And he'll give you as much as you can handle. And as he reveals himself to you and you grasp it, not in your head, but in your spirit, and you begin to eat or feast on that which he has revealed to you on that table that he's prepared for that day, then what happens is that word, that revelation, becomes alive in you, and it becomes more a part of your confession that I am the right through Christ Jesus. You understand that more and more and more than just I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus and he saved me from my sin. But no, it takes a new facet. You start seeing that become alive in you in a different dominion, in a different way. So as God reveals to you in your daily life who he is and the revelation of who he is, then you walk in it. When the Lord needs you to be girded up with people who agree with you, then he will reveal to you the purpose or the vision that he's given to you to someone else, so that they can start praying for you, start interceding for you, and start making preparations if they can to help in assisting in that vision that God has given to you. Everybody's not going to get it. And as I said before, everyone that was not married to the vision that he gave Abraham and Sarah, everybody that was not a part of it, he separated them from it. And it was Sarah who was there to the end, not because she was his wife, but because she was married to the will of God and what God said. God had to get Lot out of the way and Abraham's father and anyone else that would come and stand against the will of God. He had to send Hagar and Ishmael away because they were not married to that. I pray that you've been blessed. This is Pastor Cheryl Faxon with Favor Life. Join me again tomorrow as we walk deeper into the process of there. God bless you.